So, good evening, everybody. How's the conference so far? You like it? Great. Okay, my name is Martina Grom. I will tell you about YAML identity and user management in the following 60 to 75 minutes. After that, if you're interested in asking questions around Office 365, YAML identities, or just want to discuss any further topics you want to clarify with me, there is an Ask the Expert session at 30 minutes after 6 in the meal hall. And I think we have to wear red hats, so you will see us definitely there. And just to introduce myself, my name is Martina Grom. I'm an Office 365 MVP. And as you can hear from my accent, I'm coming from Austria, so I'm not German, I'm Austrian. And what I do, or what my profession is, I work with public cloud services since 2008, and I love to do that. So I really try to help customers go to the cloud, use public cloud services, lose a little bit the fear against cloud services and so on. And during that topic, since one of my passions is to be one of the early adopters, use services when they come to the market, discover them, see what's good, what's bad, what's ugly with the services, I started using YAML last year. I did also the certifications around YAML, and the second profession of me is identity services. And that's why I'm doing the session today. If you want to ping me or follow me, I'm not very responsive on email, to be honest, but I'm more responsive if you ping me on Twitter or ask your questions or anything else. So what we will do today, and looking at our agenda, is we will look at different sources of identity management we have within YAML. There is an identity management. Then we will look at what are YAML users, how are user profiles working, and what are YAML networks, or what are YAML external networks. We will look at single sign-on. There are currently two different options available. There's YAML single sign-on, and there's the second option, which is simplified login. We will look at user provisioning. That means how can I have a connection between my Active Directory or Azure Active Directory to my YAML directory. Then we will go through some demos around directory sync. And one of the topics is also how can I audit my users. That means how can I control who has access to my internal network and who needs to still have access there? And the last two parts are best practices around that and a little bit wrap up. So first of all, identity management. And the funny part, I tried to summarize it there, is identity management every time starts with a lot of identities. I have my Facebook account, my Google account, my Azure AD account, my Active Directory account, my private email account, and all are connected somehow or completely disconnected. So I have a lot of identities. And also, if you look from an IT professional side to that, it's always a challenge. Because YAML users start with a freemium service, discover their own identities with their email addresses, and use them. And if we look here, we have different identities. So if you start in YAML with a freemium service, you have a single YAML identity. Normally, you use your primary email address of your corporate domain, and then you sign up to the service. Then you have the free YAML network there. But there are other identities too. The Microsoft identity, formerly known as Windows Live ID, is also present in there. So you have another option here in identity services. Microsoft identities are normally used when you use OneDrive or Hotmail or Outlook or things like that. Normally, that services which are in the private usage of a user, so the private services in there. The third one is the org ID, your organizational identity, which means, and it's a little bit wrong on the display because it's an Azure Active Directory. And this is what covers Office 365. So behind any Office 365 service, you find Azure Active Directory. I just want to use the Office logo instead of the Windows logo to make it clearer to you. So anytime you see in a login screen org ID, or Microsoft ID, this is the big difference between the two. Then you have Active Directory. Active Directory is that what you have on premises, your Windows server where your users identify themselves against and so on. And there are outside other customers who do not use any of that Microsoft identity services. So you can have an own IDM or identity system or identify through another system, and you can use that with Yammer identity services as well. So let's look at the next point. Why is Yammer identity management so important? It's important because normally users start with a freemium service, they discover the network, then you have an Office 365 subscription, user log on, you upgrade your network to Yammer Enterprise, and any user with your corporate email address can sign up to that network. The second point is you want have engaged and trusted communities. So users who are using Yammer or the Enterprise Social Network want to be within that network. They want to be an easy adoption, easy login, and so on. The next point is also, I hear that very often from the SharePoint guys, is I need to sync my user profile, and I want the same values what I have on the my site, for instance. So you have to decide about this also. And the last point is within Yammer you have a very simple identity management, but there is one, and you have to understand the various roles there are between that. So let's look at that. These are the user and administration roles you have within Yammer in the identity system, and you see if you are a plain user, you can create messages, likes, polls, appraisals, instant messaging. You can delete your own items. You can create notes. You can invite other members of your company and so on. But then there are three admin roles within a Yammer network, and one is a group admin. And any user, if you allow him to create groups, can be also a group administrator. And the importance there is a group administrator is able to make, he can create groups, he can post announcements within the group, he can delete messages within the groups, he can set group settings. That means he can add a picture of the group, a description of the group, or links or files or anything else. He can invite members to the group, and he can decide, will it be a closed group or an open group? Do I need approval for new members to join the group or anything else? And one of the points here is you can mark documents within a group as official. That means an official document cannot change from other users there, and so on. And then there are two administrative roles within Yammer. The one is a network administrator, and the second one is the verified administrator. So network administrator can do anything what a user can, what a group admin can, but what he also can do is he can configure security and network settings. He can configure the design of the network. He can configure usage policy behavior, do you have any usage policy and so on. He can also add user profile fields within the directory. He sees all groups, also those groups who are hidden to other users. So he can see the groups and can manage them. He can post announcements and so on. And the verified admin, which is the last part, is the most important administrator there. He can do anything what the user group admin and network admin can do. But what he can also do is he can manage user accounts. He can bulk update users. That means he can import, delete, suspend users. He can perform integrations into the system, own apps into the Yammer network, something like that. He can monitor keywords and data retention policy. And one of the main parts there, he is able to export data out of the network. And it's very important. A Yammer network, the data always belongs to the customer. It's always your data. And you can simply export it from there. And he has access to all groups. And one of the important parts is if you are or if you have an Office 365 subscription, any global administrator you have within Office 365 with your company email address enabled is automatically a verified administrator in the network. So how can that help us? The outputs of administration features is that on the one side, you have the user engagement. So the user wants to have a simple login, simplified login, don't want to remember many credentials. And on the other side, as a company administrator, you have compliance features. You need to know what is your network doing, how messages are performing there. You want to keep bad guys out of your network, and you want to see what usage is within your network. So compliance within Yammer is also possible, and it's very important for any enterprise network. And this is one of the main benefits when you upgrade from the freemium service to the enterprise service, then you can do and manage those topics here. In my discussions with customers, I always got the question that is it better to enable Yammer directory sync or enable single sign-on to manage my users? And to be frank, it's something in the middle and it's not always the same. So some customers decide to keep with their own Yammer identities and just enable, for instance, single sign-on. Others said, okay, I will do my user management through directory sync with the provisioning of users. So both is true somehow, but for many customers, the sweet spot is something between the middle and the combination of that both services. And to be frank, the real answer to that question is always, it depends. It depends on the customer and not on the tool. So it's a decision of what the enterprise wants there to do. So let's have a quick look at that. And I will show you a short demonstration where you see here a freemium network of Yammer. You can see it, you have on the left side, you have the groups, you have instant messaging services here, you see your recent activity. You can see if there are any, your external networks, which you can belong to or administrate there and so on. But what you don't see here in the networks, you don't see any administration options because there are no administration options for that user. And if you look on the other part, this is how an enterprise network looks like. You have here, you can define your own masthead on the right side and an own logo. you have your external networks as well, you have the groups, you have instant messaging and so on. But what you see here, you have also an administrative center. And this is, I just want quick show you what options you have here. And if we go there, we see here we can configure our network. We can rename it. We can check the message prompt. We can set email settings for my users. We can also do feature enablement. So, for instance, if you want to disable that files will be attached to the network, we can have external sharing enabled or disabled. We can also check if leaderboards are enabled and so on. So you have a lot of configuration options on that side. Here's the design. One of the main parts is there. The header text color doesn't apply anymore because there is no desktop app of Yammer anymore. So if you remember, the desktop app was deprecated. I think it was in spring this year. So you don't need to take care about these settings. But what you can do here, you can set your own logo. You can have Yammer email logos and so on. The next part, here you see the administrators in the network. And you see it's an enterprise network from Office 365, so I'm currently the only one. But what I can do here, I can search for other administrators. And here, see, I have a colleague of mine. His name is Tony Pohl. And I can look for him. I can add him as an administrator. I will do that. And submit it to the network. And then you see here, I have now the option also to apply this user verified admin rights. So these are the options I have here. Usage policy might be important if you want to have your own usage policy within the network. You will see it on the right. Every user can see it and look at it. And you can also have a policy reminder each time a new user logs in to the network. Another point is here you can invite your users. And you see here, I've only one domain connected in that enterprise network, so I can only invite users with the atwork.social.com domain. But if that's not enough, as a verified admin, I'm also allowed to import guests, external users, for instance, vendors or a social media expert who will show me how a successful enterprise network will be and so on. So you can definitely invite external guests to the network. And on the other side, you can also remove them. You can remove guests, you can remove users, you can block users, and so on. You can look at the account activity, how many users have logged on, and block users. And the block users is one of the important features because sometimes a user leaves your company and you don't have single sign-on enabled or you don't have any other measurement there, you have poor Yammer identities, and you need to disable that user account, then you can block him here. Question?
Just something I've noticed. With Yammer, even if you have SSO enabled, the cookie that is stored in the browser is pretty persistent, meaning if you block the user from SSO, let's say we use ADFS, I think that's why block user feature is still here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the question or the comment was, if you block users or you disable users and you have single sign-on already in place, the ID of the user is currently there and keeps there. as long as the user do not delete anything, the cache, user cache, or whatever. So that feature really blocks the user and is no longer able to log in there. What else do we have here? Bulk update users. If you decide to make YAML identities and manage your users, you can very simply do that through a CSV file. So you can update the users, depreciate users, suspend users, delete users. So it's very easy to manage them from here. You can also manage their passwords, and you can also choose if you want to send them welcome emails or just apply the users and send them their logins after that. Directory integration we will talk later on, and since I am an external verified admin, I'm able to export my data. And what will I do there? If I do an export from 1st of October, it will create a CSV file, which I can save and then analyze with whatever tool I want for the analyzation afterwards. Another thing is here, profile fields. You have basic profile fields which are present within the YAML network, and you can also choose which field needs to be there and can be filled out there. So you have these user options also. Content and security, monitoring keywords, security settings, export data, and data retention policies means just what will I do with my YAML network. For instance, data retention means if I delete content out of the network, will there be a soft delete option or a hard delete option? That means if you have soft delete enabled, the content will stay within the YAML network, but it will not be visible to other users, and to your users, it will be visible when you do a data export. Then you can keep those data here in the network. And one of the main parts is here. This is an example network. I think we have three or four users. But here you have the analytics dashboard, and you can manage your users there and look at them and how the engagement is going and how many users you have, how many groups, and so on, and also what's the most public groups is, and so on. So it's also very important that you see how is your network doing. Is it engaged? Are people asking questions or doing something? Or is it just declining, and what's the reason for that? Okay, so this is the main difference between those two networks. And what I can do here, I will simply log out because I need all of my browser sessions for that presentation. We start over again. So, users and networks. What is a YAML network? When I first saw that slide, is what is a YAML network? A network is, for me personally, a network has something to do with cables and IP addresses and so on. And then you have YAML networks. And the network, a YAML network, is what belongs to your company with your corporate ID. And a YAML network is simply a container of groups and people who are working together. And only in your internal network, only internal or users from your corporate email address can join to the network. And also what you see is you can have external networks. And if you look at that, is we have another network. So we have one company, which is contoso.com. We have a second company, also with an enterprise network. It's fabric.com, and they need to work together. And what they can do a guest collaboration. That means the verified admin from Contoso invites one of the user as a guest to the internal contoso.com network and collaborate on that site. And the other point is you can have an external network collaboration. If you see, okay, I have a lot of users from Fabricam, we need to work together, and potentially we will also work with other users there, then you have an external network where you can share with the Fabricam.com users your sources, nodes, and so on. So that can also be very important. So what can happen is if Contoso.com acquires Fabricam.com, you can do a network merge. So then you put both networks together. This can be done currently only through a support case with Yammer support, so you have to open that, fill out some paperwork, verify that you are the domain owner, and then you can merge all your domains and networks to one part. What are Yammer users? Understanding them is the provisioning process for Yammer users is currently, if a Yammer user signs up to the network, he fills out his profile picture, his interest, invites other colleagues, fills out some basic fields, and so on, and then the user gets a verification email, fills out everything, and then the user is active. During that process, the user who currently activated himself invites colleagues from him. And with each invitation, new users are created within the Yammer network, and their current status is pending. And pending is a user who is invited to join a network, and as soon as his email address is verified from the email invitation, he becomes an active user. So that's the main part here. What happens if a user or an employee goes out of the company and leaves the company and the administrator suspends him or deletes him? When a user is suspended or deleted, it gets into a suspended state. That means the user is still in the network, the profile and everything is here, and as long as the user has still access to his email address, he can verify the address again and come be active again in the network. So this is also an important part for those users, or if you have a company policy where email addresses are not disabled immediately, a user who was suspended from a Yammer network can activate himself. So then the reason or the best way might be that you block the user out of the network and have it there. After a given period of time, suspended users become deleted users. That means the user is no longer in the network and cannot reactivate himself. If he has still a corporate email address, he can sign up again, but it will create a new profile and has to fill out everything and join all groups he has formerly joined and so on. So, and the period when a user gets the suspended to deleted state is currently 90 days. So after 90 days, any suspended user currently got to a deleted flag and will be deleted and has to reactivate himself. If we look at user profiles and the user confirms his email address and all of his stuff is an initial engagement for users. So that means the user chooses his own password with his Yammer identity, he uploads the photos, selects some groups, fills out some profile information and so on. So he's completely responsible for the data he's sharing. If the user joins an external network or was invited to an external network, this profile information will be copied from the internal to the external network. What can an administrator of the Yammer network do? He can somehow validate the values of the users. He can somehow sync the values in the user profile. But what happens there is if the user decides, okay, I want to rewrite my department or whatever, he can do that. So you cannot influence that part. User profile updates are also available. That means I already showed that in the demonstration. You can have a bulk update where you simply put a CSV file, update them to the Yammer network, and only verified admins can do that. And profiles are created with a default password, a user-generated password, or if you like, you can generate the password for your users. And if you don't use an other identity management system and you want to synchronize them, then you can use it through the Yammer user API. And that requires some coding, but the API is pretty straightforward. You can enable users through that, and you can also update them through the network. So let's look at that. If we go to our Yammer network, and for instance, I now log in with, just have to, no, that's the wrong browser, I'm sorry. So in that network, I cannot do anything because it's a private network. But if I go into another incognito mode and sign into Yammer again, I can simply log in here with my user. And what happens now is that I will be redirected to my Azure Active Directory and sign in from there. And with the enterprise network I already showed you, I see here what I can do in the group. So I switch to administrative, go to user management back, and there I can send export or import users. So if I do a bulk update of users, simply go there, choose the file to update, and when you have a file which is updated in the network, then you can import it from here. Change also, I won't do that now, is change also the CSV column separator, and then you have new users in your network and they will be updated very soon. So next part. Is single sign-on. Single sign-on within Yammer is, currently we have one option, it's Yammer SSO. And Yammer SSO means, or it's a kind of a difference, because many users think with single sign-on, they have to log in once in their machine, and the username and password is available automatically to all your accounts. So you are logged into Yammer, to Office 365, to Outlook, to whatever service you are using. Single sign-on means in our context is that you can use the same credentials you are used to use from your Active Directory. With single sign-on, it's also possible to enable multi-factor authentication. That means you have a second option to authenticate. It's a security feature. And from the user perspective, it's very convenient from them because they just have to remember a single set of credentials and have only one identity. What's not there with Yammer single sign-on is the attribute exchange. So Yammer gives that functionality back to directory sync. So you don't have any attribute exchange. It will not sync in both directions. You don't have any of those options here. You can do that if you write your own identity provider and sync service, then you can do that through the API. And the second part, who is not here, is WS Federation. The supported federation system which Yammer uses is SAML. This was decided before Yammer was bought from Microsoft. Luckily, also ADFS and Azure AD support SAML, and so the users can also log in through Yammer SSO very easily, but you don't have the WS Federation. So, good to know that ADFS is supported and also Azure AD. How does the deployment process look like? You have no self-service, so you definitely need a support case with Yammer support, so it will take your time. Don't think that you enable Yammer SSO today and have it available tomorrow. That doesn't work, believe me. And if you have a SAML 2.0 identity provider, the configuration is very easy because you have to provide your identity provider metadata in the support case. Yammer implements that for you. They send you back their metadata file and the certificates you can use in your ADFS system. And after that, you get a support call from Yammer because they will enable that by default, but not immediately. And it will not go straight forward that Yammer says, okay, we have done our work, we have verified everything. They will definitely test that with you and be prepared. They will call you and say, okay, we enabled that. Can we simply test that and do that for you? And also what I found out there is if you do that, and this will definitely influence your network, because if you have SSO enabled and you have a lot of users, users might get confused during the test and also afterwards, because they need to sign in suddenly with their Active Directory credentials. They are not used to use them. They didn't know them. So it's very important that you speak with the users and the customers and give them the information that SSO will be tested. And also a second point is email address changes can happen there. Very often, if a user signs on for the freemium service, he don't use his primary email address. What a surprise. So he uses his company email address, but some kind of an alias. So you will end, if you enable that, you will end with double accounts. So you have to check that also and give the user the opportunity to check that and change that. Yes? Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So the comment was you have to look at the email addresses and the primary email addresses and take them in sync. Otherwise, you will definitely end up with double Martina Groms or double Tony Pauls or whatever, with double user accounts after that. Another point you have to look there is, or how you can use Yammer SSO is, you can use that also if you have workers or employees or kiosk users with no email address. Another question. No, you have to, the question was, is it possible to merge two user accounts afterwards? So we have MG at networkRT and Martina.grom at networkRT to merge those profiles if they exist already. Normally, if you do the merge, one of the profiles will be deleted and one keeps your primary account. I'm not sure if I correctly understand the question. Yeah. 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 You can. So the question is. A Yammer user signs up in the freemium network with an alias email address, and then you enable SSO, where the primary email address is another one, and you end up with double account. You can check that in front if you also enable directory sync, Yammer sync. Then you can check that, and you see your Yammer user account. I will show that afterwards, and then you can avoid that things. Yeah. Another point is, for instance, the UPN. Which might be different from your primary email address. So frontline workers or kiosk workers, I very often got the question from my customers that they said, I have a certain set of users who do not use email. They don't have an email address present. With Yammer SSO, you can also enable that users to get engaged in your network and have them in there. To do that, you need a special claim rule. There is a documentation how you can enable them. It's documented in the Yammer administration guide. And then you can have a mixed mode of users without emails and users with emails. The next point is applications and single sign-on. So if you enable applications, it can happen that legacy Yammer apps do not support them because they do not support Yammer embed. So you cannot log into to old applications or things like that. You can do that with temporary passwords, which are available in the network. I will show you how. And if you have developers who build their own apps, they have to check how this SSO flow will work afterwards. So just to show you that is, I'm still in my enterprise network. This is SSO enabled. And when you switch here to the app directory and see your apps in the network, you can look at the apps which are available for the network here, and you can go to the Yammer apps. And for instance, if you see, okay, I want to enable the Android app or BlackBerry or iPad or whatever, I just choose the app, and what I get here on the downside, I'm not sure if you see it, yeah. On the left side, the other left, you get a temporary password you can use within your apps where you need to be signed in. This is also important. The temporary password is only valid for a certain time, but it's the same for all legacy apps you're using. And also when you enable Yammer directory sync after you enabled SSO, you need that temporary password because Yammer directory sync is a .NET application which needs to have a temporary password to log in. So you will need that if you want to use these applications afterwards. So back to my slides. And then I want to show you also, Christoph Fiesinger showed that on Tuesday. So you have Yammer SSO, you have Yammer directory Director Singh. And there is something which is new. It was announced in February. It's called Simplified Login. And Simplified Login means you can log in with your credentials to the network and have the Office 365 credentials populated also to your Yammer network. And this is the second browser. Just open another one in private. Go to Yammer. And when I want to log in to the network I already had there, it was my Garth user, and I tried to log in. What happens with Simplified Login? The Yammer login redirects me back to Office 365 login. And there I fill in my credentials again. And then I can sign in into the network. And what you see here, something has changed. The navigation bar is the same like it was within Office 365. You don't have a customized masthead there. And you simply can switch between your applications, switch to Outlook Web Access, go to your groups, go to OneDrive for Business, and you just switch over to Yammer, and you don't need any more login options there. So this is what's gonna happen in the next weeks. So wait for a public announcement. You will see it on blogsoffice.com. And then you can also use your Office 365 credentials very easily. This is the good part. What's the bad part after that story or behind that story? You can use that if you have a single enterprise network connected to Office 365. So if you have more than one enterprise network, like you have contoso.com and fabricam.com, and you want to manage those users separately, you cannot use Simplified Login there. This is one of the main parts. The second part is it's definitely still a Yammer identity. So it's synchronized somehow, but it's a separate profile. And the third part is if your network is not merged, so you haven't merged all your domains to the network, you can end up with a lot of networks if you activate them. So be aware of that. And if you have already Yammer SSO enabled and you want to switch back to Simplified Login, then you have open a Yammer support, revert all settings, switch back the user accounts, and after that you can enable Yammer Simplified Login there with Office 365. Okay? Question? Can you please repeat the question or use the micro here? So the user experience is, the question was, how is the user experience working with Simplified Login? So if you have Simplified Login enabled from Office 365 and the user logs in into Yammer, he will redirect it to the login of Office 365 and logs in from there. So that's the user experience. And if he is already within his network, you don't have to authenticate again. So this will be automatically between the browsers. Okay? To enable Yammer SSO, and I screenshot that is the steps you have to enable that, I activated Yammer SSO for my enterprise network with Azure AD because I have one. And if you have it already, also with Office 365, you simply can use that, even with Yammer SSO. So you don't have to install ADFS or something like that. So the first part is you need a little bit of PowerShell. You have to create a service principal name, and you have to validate them. And kudos to Steve Peschke, who pretty much wrote about this process already in his blog. So just look at there. Then you see the PowerShell commandlet. And when you do that, like we did it, is you create the service principal name to your Azure Active Directory. And then you get the information back. And after that, you have to collect also the federation metadata XML file. And this was the hardest part for us because we didn't start with Azure AD, where you have the link to the metadata file. We started with Office 365, where there is no link for the metadata file. And then we opened the case, sent Yammer support the SPN credentials. Then they sent us back a form that we need to fill out, why we need Yammer SSO and so on. And then they ask for the federation metadata file. And you can very easily export that with that URL you see here. The main part is you have to replace company.com with your tenant name or your primary domain name you are using within Office 365 for that. And then after you have done that, it ends up with this XML file, which you pack into a zip file and send it back to Yammer support. And after some days, or one day, 2 days, and so on, you will get a call from them, and they said, okay, we just enabled SSO, can we test it? And then you go through the process to validate it, and so on. So how does it look like? When I switch back to my user where I have SSO already enabled, again, logging out, closing, and open a new incognito window, my best friend. And you go to log in, and you want now log in into your company email address network on Yammer. I just wrote it also in the domain. You can use for one enterprise network any domain which is merged into the network. So if you have Edwork Social, AT, IT, DE, and COM, you can use any of those values if they are merged in the address bar. So I want to sign in there. And the user experience is, if I do that from there, Yammer notices, okay, this is Yammer SSO, and where will I end? I end on an Azure Active Directory login screen. And here I need to fill in my credentials and can sign in there. Was it the wrong user? So you're right. It was the wrong one. Social. So let's try again. Okay. Redirection to the network. Here I can log in. And after that login, I'm automatically signed in into the network and can use it from there. So that's the user experience here. What you don't have, or it's kind of a similar user experience when on the other tab, you go into portaloffice.com, you sign here a second time and can use it from there. Yeah. I just called the user admin, and you see you can sign out of Office 365 as well as from your Yammer pod. Close the browser, don't keep the credentials, go back to the presentation. So what else do you need if you have Yammer SSO enabled and won't use simplified login? You need user provisioning with your Yammer directory sync. The core functions of that is that you can have custom invites if you enable Yammer directory sync. You can profile update, so you can definitely correct the values you have in there, and you can also suspend your users out of the network or block the users. And if we look at that, what's expected but not there currently, you don't have any group synchronization. So Yammer directory sync is not the same like Office 365 directory sync, and it's not the same like Azure Active Directory directory sync, where you have a new version launched today. So we have three options to sync our directories. Group synchronization is not in that case that you have your distribution group synchronized also to Yammer, because it's not the same, and users have another behavior within groups. What you will get in the future is the Office 365 groups if you use simplified login. What you also don't have there, a user profile lockdown, we already discussed that. Users stay in the network, and you can pre-populate them, but the user can decide that he wants other settings in there. So how does directory sync work, or how do you deploy that? You go to a server, download it from integrations.yammer.com, install directory sync services, and then you connect to Yammer. You don't need any database there. It's a very simple tool. It does what it should do. And then you have an initial null sync. So you validate the settings. You go back to your users. You check how the primary email addresses are, for instance. And then you validate the sync settings. So let's look at that. How does that look like? I'm just connecting. So this is my server. Yammer is already installed there. I have here my directory sync tool. And after Yammer directory sync is installed, I can go through the settings here. And you see this sync is already present. And to show you how that works, I first go to the settings, log out of the system, and also through the service settings. And how does that work? So first I have to identify myself. login. This is my Yammer credentials, so I have a verified administrator in there. Then the next step will be verify my directory account, so my Active Directory account in my network. So what I can do there, I can either use a dedicated service account for my local Active Directory, or in my case, I take the same service user in there. Need the server name. Oops, I'm sorry. And log in there with the same account. What else can you do? You can also add other Active Directories you want to synchronize. So you can select a lot of directories and synchronize them to one network. And the next part is you validate your accounts. So it's a good recommendation that you don't go plain forward, click, click, finish. So setup, next, finish. Otherwise, you might end up with duplicate accounts. What you see here, you get the directory where you see which users will be created, which users will be deleted out of the directory, and you can validate them and export the file simply to Excel. Call it Yammer Sync. And save the file and look at the file later. And then, after you have done that and validating everything, you go to Sync, and here you can set your email settings. As it is with us, where we only use Office 365 as our mail server, we have to fill in here our Office 365 credentials. As you maybe know, Office 365 only uses secure SMTP. And here you can also validate the user. Ah, thanks. And send the recipient to my email address, for instance, and then you can send a test email. Now it will validate the SMTP service against Office 365. Then you see, okay, the test mail was sent, and then I can apply that settings, and after that I can enable directory sync. I will not enable that because I haven't validated the users yet, but just to give you an imagination how that works. And when we look here through the configuration file and how it is there, you have here in the program directory, Yammer directory file, you have a selected set of files, which is global settings config, last validation, the service, and the UI files. Those two are primarily used for logging information into the settings, and these are the settings you are using to configure your Yammer synchronization. And if we look there to the config, you see here what's using there, what keys are used, what's the host name, so my server name, what's the ID, and so on. And one of the important parts here is mail. If you have one or more email domains within your Active Directory, it's a very good idea to only select those domains you're currently using in the Yammer network. Otherwise, those users cannot be synchronized, or if you want to run a test run of directory sync, you simply can fill in the email address of one selected test user. So, for instance, I can now here fill in at work social.com, and then only those users with that email addresses will be synced to the Active Directory. What else? What you see here is the directory attribute map. And these are the fields which you can connect through directory sync and said, okay, my department is in Active Directory in extension attribute 15, and it needs to be synchronized to the department field within Yammer. So you have it there. Another thing is here, you can check which preferences you have. So each sync means you can sync it from there. And also, you can also check here, will you send out email notification settings and how often the sync interval runs. Normally, this is the default settings. It's 60 minutes. That means after 60 minutes, you have an incremental sync. I'm currently working with a customer with more than 50,000 objects. It's a very bad idea to set the sync interval to 5 minutes because it will never end. It starts, and after 5 minutes, it breaks and starts again. So try to keep that interval at a reasonable value. Otherwise, you will get in trouble there. Okay? Don't save. And the second point I want to show here is the Excel file we created is also in the last update file. Here you see your users who are validated there and what values will be there. One of the main points here is my UPN is different from my primary email address, but my Yammer login follows my primary email address, so I will be perfectly fine and won't end up with double accounts. But you have definitely checked that if that values are correct in the file. So next part is just want to show you some of the configuration files. So if you use, for instance, more than one domain, just check that. And currently it's more difficult to exclude users out of the file. But a good start is if you test it with one user or one selected domain to import that. Incremental syncs, you can do that also. The value is recorded in the settings. And what you need to enforce a new directory sync, a full sync, you don't have a PowerShell command. You just have to delete the incremental query courses config.json file from the directory. That says Yammer directory sync, oh, we didn't sync that directory, and starts from scratch, and you have a full sync afterwards. Okay? So I skipped the demo because we already had that. Another important point is to audit your users. What I see when you work with large customers and they start with a freemium version of Yammer, they have a lot of users who already signed up to the Yammer network but are no longer within your company. So maybe these users can still sign up with their Yammer identity to your enterprise network. And therefore, it's important that you have any auditing options and you use that to activate your users, or you can use that also when you don't have directory sync in place. And if we look at that, how we can audit users, is Microsoft provided a script. You can find it on TechNet, where you see with PowerShell, it asks your Active Directory which users are present in my Active Directory and compares those users to your users you have exported out of your network. So first step is make a user export out of the network. That means you log in into your enterprise network and do the user export from there. So again, make the login. After we are redirected for the next time, log in into the network, and as a verified admin, you go here to user management and make here an export of all of your users. So that's what we did before, where we end up with a user CSV file, and I've already have that user CSV file in my task directory. Look there, find it here. So I have here my user CSV file, and what else do I have? I have already log files of the results, and just to check that, I run that script. I think we only make some adoptions to the script, and then it runs again and compares the two values between the user CSV file and the Yammer directory, the Yammer export, and then you can set, okay, those users needs to be deleted out of my network. Okay, it's definitely manual work to do, but it's better than that you end up with users who are still no longer present. Second point we did there, as we do also a lot of statistics out of Office 365 and also out of Yammer, we wrote the tool. It's public available. You simply try it. It runs on Azure. Maybe we suspend it if costs go high. You can log in here with your since I'm in this session already validated, it authenticates me. And here I am in the At Work social network, and I can simply export my users from there. So what it does is it runs against the Yammer API, exports everything, and then you have it in there in the statistics. So look at that. You see our small network, five groups, three users, and you can download this file. And if you look at that, you see here you get the user statistic file, and in that file you will see the last logins of the users, the last likes, and so on. And is it as it is in CSV file, you can simply analyze it and export or delete or block those users who did not log in for a long time or didn't like anything, any post, or didn't post anything. So you can do that from that. Okay, we have 3 minutes left just to look at the time. To make a short summary what we have seen today and to give you some recommendations, what you can do with your Yammer identity service is, first of all, decide which identity service you will use. So will you wait for simplified login out of Office 365, or will you implement SSO and directory sync? A recommendation from my side is that you always start with Yammer SSO if you go with that, and after that you implement directory sync. Also, you have seen it's very simple to edit the JSON files, but keep them simple. Otherwise, you will end up with desynchronized users or errors on that. And also, a good approach is please merge your domains and your networks into one single network within Yammer. Yammer is a tool about collaboration and working together, so it's always a very good idea to merge the networks first. And otherwise, as you see, Yammer has a rapid deployment cycle. Always follow the release schedule for identity updates to show that. More resources are in the documentation where you can find how single sign-on works and directory sync works. And I will end my session with one point, which is very important, is knowledge increases if you share your knowledge. And this is all about that. So try to share your knowledge. Do a good impression on that. Fail and fail better the next time. We live, we learn around that. So try to use it and try to find the best solution on it. There were some sessions. They were on Tuesday and on Wednesday. You can look at the recording about that. And also some resources. If you have any more questions for me, I will be in approximately 15 minutes at the Ask the Experts, Red Hat, I think, in the meal hall. And ask your questions also through Twitter. Thank you. And I hope you enjoyed the session. And one last thing. Please give feedback to speakers. They highly appreciate it. If you like the session, please give feedback. If you didn't like it, give it anyway. And I hope you enjoyed the session and the rest of the TechEd. Thank you.